Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I'm looking forward to Vegas Summer League action. Cooper Flagg, Bronny James, and our Washington Wizards. Again, I've said, if you're a Wizards fan, this is the fun part. The regular season is not going to be that much fun, but this squad we have for Summer League feels like it's the real deal, and maybe the backcourt of the future with Bub Carrington and Trey Johnson. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's our buddy from NBA TV. Talk all things NBA Summer League and NBA offseason moves. It's Chris Miles. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, to your point, enjoy it now because there's going to be a lot of losses next season for those Wizards.
Absolutely, but why don't you speak on, you know, this Summer League roster and how important it is to get Bub, Alex Starr, and Keyshawn George, the second-year guys, back for another Summer League?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I don't see a difference between the regular season roster and the Summer League roster, right? I look at all those guys and I'm like, well, they're going to be on the floor. I don't know how much of Saar we're going to see. I think he should, him and Buff, they should play that first game. If they ball out, go ahead and shut it down. Like, they got enough minutes as rookies. You know, we always say the second-year guys should come out and prove that they no longer need to be at Summer League. That's what I'm looking to see from those two guys. From Trey Johnson, like I've told you before, had his high school games, was actually talking to one of his old coaches here out in Vegas. And it's like, I imagine he's going to put on a show. Like, you know, there's some players who are like, how are they going to get their shots off? What are they going to do? How are they going to figure it out? Never worried about it with that guy.
Wow. Love to hear that, Chris. As we look at the action tonight in Vegas, I think the highlight has to be Cooper Flagg and the Dallas Mavericks. You know, who else is on that Mavericks roster that's worth watching?
You know, for Dallas, I haven't looked at their roster because I have the Orlando Magic and Sacramento Kings as my first game, and then the Denver Nuggets and the Milwaukee Bucks. So
awesome.
I don't know about the rest of the Mavericks roster. And it's different for me because, like, I've seen Cooper Flagg play prior to college 50 times, right? And then I saw him in college. I'm like, I know what he's going to be. I know he's going to be good. I know he's going to make the right plays. So I'm kind of, like, intrigued by Bronny, though, man, because I've never been a big Bronny guy. Like, he's small. What position does he play? But in the Utah Summer League, or the California Classic, if you will, he looked amazing. Like, he played 11 minutes, had a highlight dunk, hit a three. I'm like, well, let's see if he's ready for an opportunity. I mean, he's not a point guard. Obviously, he's just, like, a guy on the court. But if you look at the Lakers, there might be a spot for him to try to make that roster and get some playing time next year.
Yeah, it's certainly something to keep an eye on. I'll be rooting for him. I'm not a Bronny hater, even though I am a LeBron hater from his time destroying my Washington Wizards. Chris Miles with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Talking all things NBA from NBA TV. So you mentioned you'll be on duty for some games. Can you kind of set the scene for us? What's it like? We've heard how exciting Vegas is with the Summer League. Kind of paint the picture for us.
Well, here's what it is. typically, you know, you always hear about general managers and assistant general managers and deals being done. Like, I went to breakfast and I'm sitting there, and obviously, you know, I'm sitting there with a former player in Steve Smith, Smitty, right?
Yeah.
And I look across and I'm like, oh, that's the assistant GM for the Hawks. Who's he talking to? Right? You kind of like see them sitting there and you kind of think, I wonder what they're up to over there. Like, that's kind of one of the cool parts if you know who you're looking for in Vegas. Because like the owners and general managers are walking around talking to each other. And then it's really cool access to the players. Like, you got to understand, the hotel I'm in now, the Aria, that's where Britney Spears infamously grabbed Victor Wembanyama's butt 2 years ago.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that whole thing. Yeah, that's in the hotel we're staying in. So you got to, it's like so crazy because, you know, after Summer League, once these guys are in the NBA, like, you're not going to just walk around a Vegas hotel and see all the players, right? Yeah. But here at Summer League, that's kind of the deal. So it's the most accessible. Like, if you're a fan and you want to, like, be a guy that got drafted, like, I mean, for instance, I saw Cooper Flagg walking, you know, down the hall when I was at breakfast as well. And I'm like, in 2 years from now, he's not going to be able to just walk around like this because he's going to get mobbed, you know?
Yeah.
So it is really interesting in that way. Having all of these events to go to as well, with like all of the agents and the teams trying to promote these young guys. It's a really pretty cool atmosphere.
Chris, I got to tell you, some of the trades have gotten me excited. I mean, even going back to last year, Luka to the Lakers. So I'd love to take this time for you to maybe shoot out some rumors that you've heard that might happen in the next few days here, because the rumors are getting me excited. Maybe Giannis gets moved. LeBron's name has been thrown out there. Are the Heat going to make a move? What are some rumors, some moves that you've heard about possibly happening?
Man, I mean, I think the Giannis one is, we actually have Doc Rivers on as a guest later. So in our second game, it's Denver-Milwaukee, you know, repeat of, you know, two champions, right? Like, no. But we got Denver and Milwaukee, and Doc Rivers, I'm going to pay attention to his body language and see how he's talking about Giannis. But when we did Free Agent Fever 2 weeks ago, it seemed clear that Giannis is a guy that, man, this is not a good situation for him anymore, and teams should be salivating and going to get him. I mean, he's kind of the guy that I'm waiting for that shoe to drop, and I'm surprised he's still with the Bucks. As like, once Dame got waived and stretched, I was like, well, there's $22 million on their books the next 5 years and a player they can't have on a court. Like, it's over, right? Like, you can't really win a championship with that dead cap space. So I do wonder what the future holds for Giannis and what that means for the East, you know? So that's really the guy. I know that's an obvious one, but man, it just feels like it's going to happen.
Do you expect Golden State to make a move?
Well, it depends on what happens with Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, that's a situation where he and Josh Giddey are guys looking to get paid.
Yeah.
And the market is kind of, you know, dry like it is out here in Vegas, man. Mm-hmm. Just doesn't seem like the best for those two guys. The desert, as far as cap space with the second apron and that sort of thing. But, yeah, I mean, I think if Kuminga, who really doesn't fit once they went and traded for Jimmy Butler, by the way. I know Butler's way older. It just doesn't – they don't fit on the basketball court together. So, like, Draymond, Jimmy Butler, and Kuminga, it just doesn't work. So I keep waiting for something to happen there and to see what the Warriors are going to be. But I'm hearing, like, oh, they're going to get Al Horford. I'm like, oh, big whoop.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But I'm waiting for the Kuminga thing to happen. Like a signing trade, or, like, if a team doesn't, you know, offer him a contract, like who would trade for him? How would they get it done? That's the one. Because I feel like before the Heat traded for Norman Powell, I thought that would be a good destination for, oh, that's the guy, Andrew Wiggins. I keep hearing he's on the move. Andrew Wiggins. Now, I don't know if you care about that one, but I've heard he's on the move.
I love that. Hey, Chris, let me ask you this, because I feel like there was a lot of people hating on the Knicks move. I defended Mike Brown. Heck, if you can win games with Ilgauskas, I defend you. And I think he kind of got the wrong end of the stick there in Sacramento. What do you think about Mike Brown in the Knicks, and with an East that's wide open?
Well, the interesting thing about that, to your question, is the last time that he had a head coaching job, which was 2 years ago, he was the NBA Coach of the Year. He had one of the best offenses in NBA history. Right?
Yeah.
They move on from him, and they are beneath 500, the Sacramento Kings. They were 40 and 42. With him in those two seasons, they were, you know, third in the West, and then I think it was sixth in the West, but, like, had lost one or two more games. Or I think they had an identical record and dropped, like, you know, from third to sixth because the West is just incredible. But this is a guy that figured out how to make it work with both De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton. Like, he had that thing going. So I'm interested to see what the Knicks could be offensively with Mike Brown, and I think you just, you know, you kind of give up on defense. Like, that's just move on from that.
Who else have we not talked about in terms of guys you're excited to see make their debut in Vegas for Summer League?
Well, the guy that, I mean, we saw some of the guys in the California Classic and in Utah, but man, Dylan Harper has to be high up there. So Monday, I have the Dylan Harper Ace Bailey game. It's the Utah Jazz versus the San Antonio Spurs. I'm excited to see Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper potentially play against each other and to have the ability to call that game. But, you know, getting to see VJ Edgecombe and Dylan Harper play against each other potentially, and Ace Bailey, like all those guys on the floor, I think Vegas is a little different than the other summer league because there's so much energy in that gym, and it's going to be amazing to see these guys really getting their first opportunities as pros.
Chris, always appreciate you taking the time to join us, man. Thanks so much.
Yep, thanks for having me.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. It is the summer of soccer in the United States. The FIFA Club World Cup final on Sunday, PSG against Chelsea. You have the Women's Euro Cup. You've got Major League Baseball. But besides that, one of the top things on my viewing list for this weekend is quarterback season 2. I want to see what it's going to be like. I'm interested. The clips we played yesterday of Dan Campbell got me excited. You know, I think the Joe Burrow aspect is really cool. I don't care about Kirk Cousins. Like, are they that? They really did two seasons on Kirk.
That's crazy. I don't know what his agent is doing that caused this. Or
I think it's an Omaha Productions thing, so maybe, you know, he's just got dirt on Peyton Manning. I don't know what it is, but it's incredible. Time to catch you up on the latest from Hollywood and entertainment with Netflix on the Fan.
Netflix, the best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
So I wanted to bring this up on Netflix, as Netflix is all about Hollywood and entertainment, movies, TV shows, podcasts, books. And what do you watch a lot of things on? Your phone. And what's now available on your phone? Backyard baseball.
Oh, yeah.
If you're like me and you were a child of the 90s, then you know all about backyard baseball being a part of your gaming life on a PC. Well, classics never die. And you'll be thrilled to know that once again, you'll be able to play Backyard Baseball 01 on your phone. The 1997 mobile version was already a hit, but this is the 01 game that will feature your favorite characters along with Derek Jeter, Cal Ripken Jr., and others. It's available in the Apple App Store for $4.99. Now, I love all things Backyard Baseball. I grew up on those sports. Backyard Baseball, football, and basketball. And even backyard soccer. I mean, I was just obsessed with everything backyard sports. I love to tell this story. My dad would go work out at Lifetime Fitness, and they had a child center there that had like 15 computers. And every computer had all the backyard baseball games, all the backyard sports games. And I used to just sit there, and my dad would finish his workout, and he would have to like yank me off the computer because I'd be like three seasons in with, you know, Pablo Sanchez, right? But backyard baseball back is exciting, but I don't see myself purchasing the game for my iPhone. I haven't played many games on my phone since college. Now, you guys are the younger generation. Are kids still playing a lot of games on the iPhone?
Not really. I mean, depends on what it is, to be honest.
Stub?
It's kind of a mixed bag. Usually, no. Yes. A lot more social media.
So, does this get you excited? Would you pay $4.99 for backyard baseball?
Not. I will never pay for an app in my life.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely not.
That's
really?
Absolutely not.
But you
sand.
Like backyard baseball.
I remember I used to play backyard baseball and backyard football on the Wii.
On the Wii?
Yeah.
My goodness, you're young. That's incredible. There's no way it was the same as clicking on a mouse.
No, probably not.
It was so hard. When you were running that football, you had to like click, 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 click. The way I would juke was like you'd click left, and then you'd slide the mouse to the right and click again. It's like the weirdest thing ever. But I was wondering, because we talked about this when they announced it. I looked it up. July 2024. They said, we're back. Backyard baseball, and it was trending. I know Barstool did like a couple interviews about it, and it was big on social media. Backyard baseball is coming back. Now, a year later, I'm shocked that they chose to come back on an iPhone. When, why not come back on a Switch?
Yeah.
Why not come back on Xbox? Stub, why do you think they made this decision?
They ultimately are going to make more money this way.
Okay.
Probably.
Because there will be a lot of suckers. And they'll probably be 16, right?
The mobile game market is actually crazy money-wise. I don't know what their monetization system is, but generally, yeah, they're probably going to make more money this way. It is a bummer.
It's $4.99, and then I bet to like unlock Cal Ripken
Jr.
But I
don't know.
It's extra 99
cents. You get a bunch of money from like people buying things in app.
That's what I'm saying.
But that $5 start, not a lot of people actually do. So I think this actually, the more I think about it, I don't think it's the right decision. Maybe they make more money this way. I'm sure someone told them they would.
Yeah, I also think it was probably easier for them to make it accessible to everybody. Not everybody has a Switch. If they chose to come out on Switch,
but
then you'd have Xbox people rioting or PS5 people rioting.
But you can release it on everything. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
I just think they missed it by like almost 10 years. Like, dude, when I graduated 2015 from VCU, all right, and I see you playing some games on your phone, I sat through every single class, and I brought out my phone and played Clash of Clans at least once.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was playing it nonstop in 2015.
Yeah.
Are kids still playing it like that?
Not as much.
I think it's a lot more social media. And also, everyone has a laptop now at school.
Oh, really?
And that's the whole thing.
So you're playing PC games on there?
Well, but like, no,
you're
everything
watching
blocked.
YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
It's a weird, because the schools would block game sites, and then you'd find a new one.
Yeah.
And it was just 4 years of finding increasingly niche ways to distract yourself in class.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Gotta love Virginia Tech.
No, this is high school. Tech, they can't block my stuff at Tech.
All right. So anything Hollywood and entertainment that you wanted to bring up today? I'm not interested in Sydney Sweeney wanting to be in on the Barbie sequel. I'm not interested about a SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
Oh.
The Search for SquarePants.
Search for SquarePants.
I mean, that's actually a brilliant title. It's just so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
So you are a little interested.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I did love SpongeBob. He was one of my favorites as a kid.
So I can remember, in the last, like, week and a half, I've been to the movie theater 4 times.
Okay.
They've changed the way that they do previews now, and it's the worst decision that's ever been made, and I'm tilted about it.
And it is what?
You do, it's a movie preview, and then an ad.
Like a 30-second ad?
Like a 30-second ad for something that isn't a movie.
Yeah.
Like a car. And then a movie preview, and then another ad.
Oh.
And it's not that,
so
it's not ads and then previews.
Right.
It's ads spliced between the previews, and now it takes 30 minutes from the actual start time for the movie to start.
It used to take 15 to 20 minutes to do trailers.
I saw F1 with my parents. I think it was 29 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was so many ads for not
movies. I used to have a
it's
rule.
It's brutal.
Like 10 years ago, when my friends and I would go see movies, we would, if it said it started at 8, we would walk in at 8:15.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want to see the trailers.
You got to, like, it's 20 or 25 now.
That's, and you know what's probably the worst part about that? Is you probably finish your popcorn bucket and half
your
soda.
Yeah, you're sitting there for half an hour.
And you're bored because half the movies are superhero or they suck.
Well, or it's not even a trailer you're watching. You're watching a car ad.
Yeah, that's awful.
Like 20 minutes after the movie start time, you're watching, like, a cardio. Like, it's unbelievably tilting.
Yeah. I want to ask Biff something. You said you were watching Squid Game Season 3.
Yeah.
Why do you think there's no hype? Because I loved the first season. My whole thing about the second season was they did the cliffhanger, but they should have had it all in one season. But there's just no hype right now for Season 3.
I think it's because people like, I don't know if you do it, but people like, I'll give my sister a shout out. My sister, she watches the first 2 episodes, and if it's very slow, she can't get into it.
Yeah.
And so if you're really not invested into Squid Games, and you're like, oh, like, the first 2 episodes, maybe even 3 episodes are boring. Because the first episode, there's no games. The first episode has no games.
Literally. And that's, I'm in for the games, dude.
Yeah.
Like, come on, give me the competition.
And the second one is a game, it's just a very confusing hide-and-go-seek game. Right?
Yeah.
And so I think it's just, it's a very slow start. But then, I think it's episode 4 or 5 where I was like, oh, wow. Like, that's, so you just got to give it a second.
It's not being terrible. It is, I'm just reading an article right now, 60 million viewers in the first 3 days since it released in July 1st. And it is top 10, 9th nationally for most popular non-English TV shows. But it was like number one,
well,
right? It was, it broke records.
It's like their favorite thing to brand with. When they talk about the stores they want to open and on their front page.
Yeah.
My thing is, I don't know, I watched that the first season 3-4 years ago when everyone else watched it at the start. And then I don't care anymore.
You know what I
Too
think?
Too much time passed. I just
They needed
don't to care.
Do for player 456. I liked when he had his hair dyed red.
Yeah.
Right? That was kind of badass.
That was kinda sick.
And then there was like one episode later, he's back to his same old look. It was like, what the hell? He was swinging up. Yeah. All right. I'm reading another article that's Squid Game Season 3 has record-breaking run of 10-day viewership.
Not heard one person talk
I know.
About this.
I guess it's
See
maybe
nothing
just...
nothing on social media.
There's nothing on social media, but I guess the numbers are doing well. It's now recording 106 million viewers.
I really don't... this is happening with Stranger Things, too. If you take too long, I just don't care anymore.
That's exactly what it is.
No, you're right. I mean, Millie Bobby Brown was like 7.
Which
now she's married.
Yeah, right?
I mean, what? This
you
is crazy.
Can't take that. I still haven't seen season 4 of Stranger Things. I just don't care.
Yeah. No, you took too long. And it's annoying because there's also it's a fine line because if you crank them out too quickly,
well, that's what we used to do. We used to get like 26 episode, 30 minute shows every year. That's how shows worked.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not like an HBO show.
You know,
but
did the writer strike mess up Squid Games? Because it feels like it might have been
the strike
that.
Messed up. Well, every, but also, that's not American.
Yeah.
We only struck here, so I don't.
Yeah. I don't know. But I'm watching it. I'm 2 episodes in now.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
keep it going.
Give it a second.
But my goodness, is it so frustrating when everybody clicks X instead of the
O. Oh my God, that makes no sense to me. They're like, oh, here's you get, everyone gets $2 billion
right
if you leave right now.
And they're like, no, I need $41 billion. You don't understand the debt that I'm in.
That's what I'm saying. What have you done? Like, you're trying to get in debt.
It's just crazy. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back as we talk a little Wizards Summer League hoops with Coach Chris Nockey on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. Your home for the Wiz, the Caps, the Flying Squirrels, VCU Basketball, the Commanders, Virginia Tech Football, UV Athletics, and more. And joining us right now on the Adeed Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline is ex-coach Chris Nockey, color analyst for Maryland Hoops, to talk a little NBA with us. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, Adam. How you been?
I'm doing good, and my producer just let me know. We've had nothing but Chris's on the show today. We had Chris Russell from the Team 980. We had Chris Miles from NBA TV. We saved the best Chris for last, though. What's going on?
There
How
you
are
go.
You?
Everything's good, man. It's the middle of summer. You can't beat it.
So I got to be honest with you. I've been a bit of a degen. I have placed a $100 bet on the Wizards to win the Summer League.
You're the guy who placed that bet.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's phenomenal. I love it. Well, your glass is half full. I'll give you that. You know, I think it's Summer League. Anything can happen. You know, the great part about Summer League, I kind of chuckle at this. You know, if you get a guy who goes there and just studs up in his first game, you're likely not even going to see him the rest of the time. You know, they just probably, anyway, we've seen enough. I'm going to pull him out of there. So, it's a cool thing. I really enjoy the Summer League, and there's some games this afternoon and more tomorrow, and I'm just that guy. I'll watch pieces of all of them.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking in this room here, as we're all college basketball fans here, that it's like meant for college basketball fans. It's like an extra little tournament that you get. I mean, I'm super excited to see Max Scholga in a Celtics uniform, right? And Jameer Watkins. So it's for college basketball fans almost.
You know, I found out yesterday Max is wearing number 29, and he was grousing a little bit. Grousing's not the right word, but he was kind of amazed at the fact, you know, the Celtics have so many retired numbers.
Right.
That he just didn't have many choices. 29 is an odd number as it is. But he just didn't have a whole lot on the plate to choose from. So, yeah, I'm anxious to see him play as well. You know, I thought as a college player, as good as he was, he would coast from time to time, and the NBA doesn't let you do that. And, you know, he's also got a little bit of a target on his back just being a draft pick. You know, that's a big-time honor to be picked by one of these teams.
Absolutely. It's Coach Chris Nockey with us here on the Hadeen Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. So I think the reason I'm most excited for the Wizards Summer League roster is this new front office is doing what the Thunder did. We don't care that you had a good rookie year. Go back to Summer League and improve. Bub Carrington sending back Keyshawn George, and maybe more importantly, Alex Saar, who did not have a good Summer League last year.
And he might be one of those guys that I was talking about earlier. If he, you know, if he gets you 25-12 in that first game, you might not see him after that. But yeah, I love it. And more just along the same lines as the Thunder, it's not just that you've got to prove yourself year in, year out. You know, they're going for quality depth and length. You know, if you look at the physical makeup of the guys who are now in that, you know, in the lineup, and obviously you get three or four older guys in McCollum and Middleton and, you know, and guys like that, Smart, but you've got serious length and athleticism among the rest of the group there, and I think that if you learn nothing else from the way the playoffs were played, you got to have guys, not just five guys. You got to have 10 guys. I mean, I think Denver had the best starting five in the NBA, but they didn't win because they had to. You know, you got to play your bench minutes. And OKC, Indiana, they had the guys. So you got to develop them all. I love the fact that all those guys are playing.
When you look at Trey Johnson for this Washington Wizards team here, is there a player that you could compare him to that you think that he could maybe develop into? I saw online people were saying like a young Ray Allen.
Well,
and that's unbelievable, right?
Yeah, I would take that in a heartbeat. And if he's got that kind of trigger, that would be great. I'm not a huge fan of the whole label thing. I'd like him to develop at his pace, but he's also got to be able to participate and play right away. You know, there is no time to groom him at all. You know, to develop him in the classic sense. He's got to be ready to go. If he develops to three quarters of the way Ray Allen was as a Hall of Famer and a great champion, I'd take it in a nanosecond.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy that everybody gets, you know, a comparison. It's like, well, this guy's, you know, Ace Bailey's Kevin Durant, right? Trey Johnson's Ray Allen.
It's what we do.
Yeah.
It's what we do.
Yeah. It's a good talking point. But I'm excited for Trey Johnson. What do you think about Will Riley?
You know, I'm not sure if we had this conversation. So I saw Will a few times in the Big Ten. He did not have his finest moments against Maryland when I saw him at all. I just think his best days are way ahead of him. And Adam, I think he's a ways away. And I don't know that he's going to help you like you would want the 18th pick to help you. I root for him, obviously. I just don't – physically, he's going to have a problem. It's going to be a challenge for him.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. I mean, he was a tough shot maker, but I don't know how that's going to translate. How about last year's, you know, later pick, Keyshawn George?
Well, he developed, man. That was a find. I don't think there's any question about it. And I was thinking this year that if they were going to trade guys, any of the young collateral that they have, and I do think that the league recognizes that they do have some young talent, you know, some viable young talent. I thought George might be one of those guys that they would deal. I'm glad they didn't. I enjoyed watching him play when he did play, and I'm excited. You know, they've had the benefit this year of a banged up Eastern Conference, right? So if you're going to make any noise, you want to get off to a great start this year, and you want to, you know, obviously staying healthy is a big part of it, but this is the year to do it. And it's not that hard to leapfrog teams when you get star players on other clubs that are going down for the season. So, yeah, why not them?
Coach, I got to turn things over to College Hoops here. And yesterday we were discussing what I think is inevitable, expanding the NCAA tournament. What is your spit take on that? I mean, you're a mid-major guy.
Yeah, and I'm old enough, Adam, to have been around when they expanded it, you know, 32 to 64, and you know, I was even around when it was 16, and there were always hand wringers when it happened. The only downside that I can see is the pool might not fit on one page, you know, and that's about it. But you know, people, I think, as I said, people will wring their hands about it, and then when they see it. I think that they'll appreciate it. Now, keep in mind too, there are 360 plus Division I teams, right? So right now, there are 68 teams taken. So you're taking the top 1/6. That is so different from like the NHL and NBA, where more than half the teams are making the playoffs. You could still add 30 teams and still only be taking the top 25% of Division I schools. So I don't expect. I've heard 128 thrown out. I don't think there's any chance of that. I think it would be more like a 96 number, something like that. And I would have absolutely no problem with it. But sometimes I feel like I'm tilting against windmills. I think most of the consensus from the average fan is don't do it. But
right.
I'm for it.
Yeah, but I also think the average fan, like the average American, could use some higher education, because 68 is not a good number. It's not. I mean, it's 64 plus 4. 64 was the good number. I got to pitch you my idea while I have you, and I got to let everybody know, this is not an AWOD original. This was taken from my favorite coach of all time, Jim Larrañaga, who sat down with me at ACC kickoff when he was at tip-off at Miami, and he said, 96 is the number. And here's what you do. 31 teams automatically qualify. One other team that's top ranked is in. And that's the 32-team field that's set in a 64-team bracket. And the team they're playing against is blank. And then on top of that, you have a play-in of 64 teams. The 64 best teams that didn't win their conference tournament. And by the end of Wednesday night, you would have a 64-team bracket because the 64 teams played against each other would advance into the real 64-team bracket. Is that, am I painting that for you correctly, you think?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. And it doesn't require any greater math than that, and also it doesn't require any more time than that.
Yeah.
You still essentially play the tournament in a very similar sort of a time frame. Really, there are very few downsides to it, and I think that I think that the time has come probably to do it. I think the coaches would be unanimous about doing it. Obviously, those guys everybody wants a piece of the NCAA tournament pie.
Yeah.
So I get that. But Larrañaga's spot on with that, and I think that is the most viable way to look at it. I've heard that before, and I've always thought that was the one that made the most sense.
Yeah, and then the follow-up to that is, and I don't know how you feel this way, and I'd love to get your opinion as the guy that's been in this sport as a coach and as an assistant. Your daughter's in it right now at UVA. Do you think this would lead to more coaching longevity? Coaches sticking at a university and not doing this leapfrog of one step to another? Because if you expand the field and you get in the tournament, I feel like job security would be safer.
You know, you would think that would be the case. We're in such uncharted waters right now in terms of the way the profession works. I don't know that we may be seeing the last of the Bill Self type coaches, the guys who were at it for 35 years. Between the amount of money that these guys are making and also the fact that you have to recalibrate every single year, there are no 3-year plans or 4-year plans. It's all, what are you going to do next year? The pressure is intense and enormous on these guys. And I just, so you would think that what you're saying is absolutely correct, that it would lead to more longevity. I just think that the nature of where we are in that sport is one of those things that works directly against that thought process, and the guys are more likely to burn out earlier than ever.
I got to ask you this before I let you go. What do you think about Phil Martelli Jr., head coach at VCU?
I hope he's ready. It's a big-time job. It's a great opportunity for him. Obviously, great bloodlines, and I wish him absolutely the best. You know, it is incredible the run of head coaches the VCU has been able to enjoy, and he's a part of that lineage now. And you got to live up to it. You know, it's the expectations are high, but that's the great part about that job. People expect to be good, and you'd rather have that than the converse of that. So. Good luck to him. I'll be rooting for him. I know his dad well, and I love the family. So I hope it works out for him.
Coach, thanks so much for the time, man. I always appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I'd like to close out the show with a little game. Stub, do you have any game music in the system?
Like,
do you have
game anything? Show music?
Yeah, something you can come up with here. Oh, this is funky. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Adam Epstein. It's time for fantasy football.
Oh, God.
Stud or dud? I've got the list of the top 10 fantasy football players from 2024 in PPR leagues. I want to see if you guys can guess the top 10. You throw out a name. If they're in the top 10, I'll give you a yes. If they're not, you're
okay.
Three strikes, and you're out.
Oh, no.
All right.
So it's top 10.
No cheating. I see him looking at my list over here.
Top 10 in PPR scoring.
That's the cheater stuff.
All right. Top 10 in PPR scoring only last season.
Yes.
Okay. Now we're going to like take turns?
Yep.
Okay.
You want me to go first?
Stubby, you go first. You were the Odyssey champion.
Oh, thank you. Anyways, give me Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase was number two on the list.
No.
Dang it.
Jamar Chase hit the triple crown, leading the NFL in yards, catches, and touchdowns for a total of 403 points in PPR leagues. Jamar Chase at number two.
All right.
All right, you got to stay alive.
Now it's already Saquon Barkley. I feel like it's safe, right?
Saquon Barkley is number eight. Saquon.
Oh, wow,
you think he'd be ranked higher after that monster season.
Oh, no.
But
okay.
355 points. I think he was held back because Hurts got so many touchdowns.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, we go back to Biff. I mean, we go back to Stub.
Okay, those are like the two I was certain of.
Okay.
And now I'm immediately a little bit worried.
I'll give you a hint here.
Okay.
There is a quarterback that's a surprise on the top 10.
Okay. I was between two potential quarterbacks. I was thinking maybe Jalen Hurts.
And what are you going to say?
I'm going to lock in Jaden Daniels.
Daniels is number 7.
Lord.
No.
Jaden Daniels is on the list.
Let's go.
Future looks bright in Washington. Fantasy owners knew that he threw, he ran, he scored 355.8 points, just ahead of Saquon Barkley. Back to you, Biff.
All right, we're going
to
go with... Dang it, that was mine. We're going to go Jay Jettis, Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson is not...
Dang it!
Oh,
in the top 10.
He didn't have the touchdowns. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Justin Jefferson is Biff's first strike. It goes back to Stubb.
I don't know if he played every game. Okay. Top two in receiving touchdowns last season. Had a lot of yards. Did Terry break the top 10?
Terry McLaurin's not in the top 10.
Yes.
We are striking out left and right. My goodness, it's their first year playing fantasy. Back to Biff.
All right.
One strike each.
Listen, all right. I got to go with...
This is so hard.
This is tough. I'm going to go... If Jaden Daniels is 7, I got to go... Lamar Jackson's got to be there.
Lamar Jackson's number 1.
Boom. Lamar Jackson's number one.
Numero uno.
Oh.
Lamar Jackson for... he had 4,000 yards passing, 41 touchdowns, 915 yards, over 400 fantasy points, putting him at number one. So you have revealed that number one is Lamar, number two is Jamar Chase, number seven is Jaden Daniels, number eight, Saquon Barkley. All right?
Okay.
So back to Stubb here.
I guess that I will take last year's MVP, Josh Allen.
Man, that was mine.
Josh Allen's number 3. Number 3. Keep it easy. I mean, come on now.
I didn't
think
MVP
quarterbacks
scored as much. That's why I wasn't going that
route. His passing totals dropped. but his rushing scores.
Right,
12
yeah.
touchdowns, 28 through the year, 379 fantasy points, number three. All right, back to you, Biff.
This is tough. This is tough now. So tough. Now we're
here's
now
what's
we're...
open. 4, 5, 6, 9, 10.
All right, so this is my thought process here. Oh, man. All right,
you should think when he's picking.
I know, yeah. I have one in the chamber.
Yeah, you got to keep it rolling here.
I know. Do we keep going quarterbacks here?
I don't know.
Well, I have
one. You got
one
strike already.
I know. I have one in mind, and for some reason it's been in my head. But
spit it out.
I'm going to go Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs, running back for the Detroit Lions. He split carries.
He did.
Still had 2,000 all-purpose yards, 16 touchdowns, 362. He was ranked sixth.
Yep,
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Okay.
And at number six, you stay alive.
All right. I had a running back ready to go. Got a lot of touchdowns early in the season. I don't know if he got a lot of catches. I am going to go with Kyren Williams.
Kyren
that's a good
Williams.
Pick. It's a good pick, man.
Thank you.
Not in the top 10.
Oh, that's good. Thank God.
Two strikes on beer.
All right.
Two strikes.
I'm just trying far for the top 10.
I'm going to go your boy.
What's on your laptop there?
I have list.
What is it?
What is he looking at? What is he?
I have list
shut
of names.
That laptop down.
I don't have any names in front
shut
of me.
Shut it down.
Oh my
all right.
goodness.
What you got? What you got?
Bijan Robinson.
Bijan Robinson?
No shot.
1,500 rushing yards, 61
He's
catches, 14 touchdowns, number nine, 341
I had him on my
fantasy yard. Number nine, Bijan Robinson.
I have one more.
All right, so you have two strikes here.
For the worst.
You have two strikes. Biff's throwing fastballs.
I know.
This is it. Game's on the line. You have 4, 5, and 10.
4, 5, and 10. Oh, this is brutal. Okay. You know what? I felt it earlier. I'm gonna take Jalen Hurts.
Oh. Jalen Hurts got into the end zone plenty of times.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Won a lot of games. Ran it all the way to the Super Bowl.
He's being positive.
But he's not on the
he's
fantasy
positive.
Football
he's
points.
He's getting ready for the twist.
Do not count in the postseason.
No, they don't.
Jalen Hurts is not in the top
Dang.
10. Christopher Carlson stuck. You're out of here.
All right,
you have to nail this to get the win.
Great, we didn't put a wager on this.
Ready? Oh, man. Josh Jacobs.
No.
Dang it.
No.
No.
Josh Jacobs certainly
all right, and
Kyren
so
Williams.
Now it is a tie. Unless
Wait,
you hit this one right here. That is your second strike.
Oh, right. Oh,
it
okay.
does not go back to stub. It's you for the
just
win.
Me. Just me. Just
or we
me.
Go to overtime.
Oh, man. All right, so let's see. Who is the stud?
Put 10 seconds on the clock,
no,
stub.
No.
Okay, I got 10.
No, this is not good, guys. This is not what I'm... We're going to go... This is pressure.
Dude, he's folding
Chuba
under
Hubbard.
Pressure. Chuba
no,
Hubbard.
It's not
Chuba Hubbard.
I don't know why.
Wait, guarantee you it's
actually,
not.
Chuba Hubbard.
Wait,
Chuba Hubbard's a good running back, maybe
yeah,
a top 15
not.
Running back.
I
Chuba Hubbard had a good season.
I know who I want.
Griffin, right.
I know.
Biff.
I know who it is.
You're out of here!
Okay, overtime.
All right, back to stump for overtime. Rapid fire. I need an answer in 3 seconds
okay,
or less.
Mike Evans,
no.
Joe
back
Burrow.
To you, Biff.
Joe Burrow,
number four.
Boom!
Oh,
really?
Joe
go!
Burrow,
go
and he gets the win.
Really?
Come on.
All right, and
go,
there are two players
Joe Burrow
left.
Was number four?
If you can name both of them, I'll give it a tie. No, you cannot get any wrong. Two players, unnamed, quarterback,
okay.
running back.
Quarterback, running back.
Go.
Okay, Derrick Henry.
Yes.
Okay.
What?
And then the quarterback.
The quarterback that I didn't see
oh
being on this list.
Okay.
No.
Shoot. I don't think. Is it Jared Goff?
He's no a savant.
Is it Jared Goff?
It's Baker Mayfield.
Thank you.
It's Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield.
Biff wins.
Dang, dang, dang.
Biff wins.
Okay,
what a
that
game.
Was a, we, that
what
was a
game.
Good game,
that
actually.
Fun.
That worked out
Woo.
Pretty well.
That was fun.
That was exciting.
That was good.
I got to do my umpire calls, too. That
yeah,
was fun.
That was
so,
good.
Wait, is that one receiver?
Yeah, I mean,
oh, that's what threw us
who
off.
Is the receiver on here?
No,
I don't think. Oh, Jamar Chase, yeah.
Yeah,
that was it.
Opening,
that was it.
Crazy to me.
That was it.
I didn't know quarterbacks were that many points.
I mean, dude, Baker had 4,500.
No, I know he was. He had
MVP.
I was
ready to put Alvin Kamara.
I slept on that until we played him in the postseason, and I was worried.
That's how it's. So it's five quarterbacks, four running backs, and a receiver.
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know if like,
dang
yeah, that was Saquon, Bijan, Derrick Henry, Jahmyr Gibbs. Or you're running back.
Derrick Henry a lot quicker.
Kyren Williams must have been number five then
but,
on the running
I mean,
back.
I might draft Jaden Daniels with a top five selection.
Best choice would, I made. Like,
so he was number seven. I think this year he's above Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I think this year, I don't know if I could put him above Burrow, though. I think Burrow's going to have a bounce back year. I mean, he was already number four.
The numbers are crazy.
I don't think I could put him above Josh. I'll put him above Jamar Chase. Because I do think with a quarterback, he'll have more opportunities.
Joe Burrow's going to have the numbers because the defense are going to give a touchdown up every play.
Yeah.
He's going to have so many chances.
Do you think you would have beat us if you were playing that game? You think you would have beat us?
Probably not. Probably not. I mean, I would never have gotten Baker Mayfield, and I don't think I would have gotten Jahmyr Gibbs because of the split carries.
Well, that's what I was worried about.
I was surprised that you guys took... I mean, it was like your fifth pick before you said Lamar Jackson. That was
it's
insane.
I thought it was going to be receivers and running backs. I didn't think
that's what I thought, too. I had Lamar and I had Josh. That's what I had. I just did everybody on my fantasy team. That's why I put Josh Jacobs.
My number
in there.
One receiver on the winning team was Khalil Shakur. So yeah, I didn't
have
a lot of.
That's just because Jaden was
got
a monster.
So many points.
So I think you try to draft Jaden, and then I'd be interested in Deebo Samuel. He's not going to be a top 15, 20, 30, but like he could be a solid wide receiver in fantasy this year if he's able to get to 900 yards and a few touchdowns, because he might get the carries again. Right, that could be huge. But outside of those two, Terry, do you think Terry's a fantasy guy? I don't think so.
Nah, that's not like a third round pick.
Because he was in top 10 and he had 13 touchdowns.
I know. So
he doesn't get the yards, I think.
Yeah.
He takes the yards.
Yeah. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. For Stubb and Biff, you've been listening to AWOD. It's Grant and Danny coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.